What is the aim of your visit in Hamburg just 2 days before the G20 summit?
Well, the aim was to come and support the mobilizations that are taking place here, and also to share our experiences and receive experiences from other places about what social movements are doing to build a different global organization.
What do you think about the G20?
Well, I think that it's worrying how the G20, but also the UA, do their foreign politics, because everything is focused on trade and on borders. So they open the borders to the trade, but they close them to people. So I think it's really worrying, and that we all should rethink how we affront the foreign policies and our relations between countries.
What are the characteristics of Barcelona? Can you explain it to the German public?
Barcelona. Well, it's a big city, but it's not very, very big comparing with European cities, maybe. It has a couple of millions of inhabitants, and it's really different in every neighborhood. So you've got many different kinds of neighborhoods and people, but it has a characteristic now that it's suffering about gentrification, especially about massive tourism.
What are your experiences during the founding of your party?
My party?
Yes.
Well, it was quite interesting because it appeared because we are always talking about unifying the left. This is one thing, but the other one also was that Barcelona en Comú had found some difficulties to make changes in the city because of the state laws. So it was like something that we did to go to the Congress and try to change the things that are blocking the action of those new governments from the left.
Why are you personally engaging yourself in politics? I think you worked as a teacher, right?
Yes, I was a teacher, a very happy teacher, and an activist. And I'm engaged in politics because I think that we're living a moment now that this is important, because with the social movements we had lots of proposals, but they were not listened. So I think this is another step that you can do for a while, for a time, not forever. I'm not trying to live from politics from now on, but I think it's important to be in the institutions too, and to fight also from there with the proposals that social movements have. So I think we must have 1 foot in the institution but 1,000 on the street, which is difficult, but I still try to combine doing politics with continuing some activism.
What are your proposals for people who want to engage themselves in the same manner, in the same direction?
In politics?
Yes.
To be patient, to take care of themselves, because the institutions are not a place thought for normal people, and are quite aggressive, quite a theater, and quite a fake, at least the debates. But I think it's important, it's interesting, and you can do it, but only for a time, remembering always where do you come from and what are you there for.
What are your experiences during this summit?
Well, it's been quite intense because I just arrived yesterday. We had the press, then I went to some workshops and a couple of panels, and today I'm leaving. But I think that it's a place to learn a lot, because very crucial themes are being discussed, and there's people of many places, many organizations, many social movements, so there are lots of interesting debates and ideas that if you don't attend to these places you can read, but it's not the same, you know.
What are your proposals to the Hamburg society and the people who are organizing the alternative media center?
My proposals, I don't have proposals because I found it really nice and really interesting. So maybe this is a proposal I can take to my place, but I would not change anything because for what I saw yesterday, it's lovely.
It's nice. Thanks a lot.